All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Did I hear that right, Evan? Did they say something like 80 some odd percent of the people who are hospitalized are unvaccinated?
Yep. I mean, it's cut and dry, black and white. It's so simple.
I'm watching the news right now and doing a break-in. It said in New York, children, there's been a fivefold increase in COVID in children hospitalized. Now, how many times did you hear people on the right say children, even if they contracted COVID, they would not, you know, be so sick?
More times than I can count. And admittedly, as time has gone on and more children have died, I've heard it less and less. But I still hear it. I still, you know, it's usually in reference to schools. You know, to, oh, my child has to go to school. You know,
well, you know, man, yeah. you can't, you just cannot. And I'm sorry, I thought I had gone past the subject of Omicron, but how can you?
No, that's a good point. That's a good point, man. And even me, you know, you're coming in hot today, and I made mention of how it isn't as dangerous. I think that's a silly statement for me to make. It is. Just because I'm vaccinated and boosted, I am very, very confident that if I were to get infected, I would be okay in the long run. I still don't want to get it. Even the people that I know that have gotten it, you know, I know one person that used to love tacos. This might sound silly, but this is real. Got COVID, could no longer smell or taste, and there was something about the texture of tacos without being able to, you know, process that flavor where it ruined tacos for them. For months, and they can't eat tacos anymore, and I want to enjoy tacos until my last day.
I don't think they ever recover their smell or taste, do they?
As I understand it, it comes back slowly over the course of many months. I mean, it sounds terrible, honestly. It sounds awful.
Let's talk about this, man. Are you concerned about the projections that 2022, the Republicans are going to take back the Congress, possibly the Senate, and possibly the presidency? I mean, is there any scenario you see where that could happen?
I'm going to qualify my answer, if that's okay. So before our little Christmas break here, I was deeply troubled by that thought. You know, how redistricting went here in Wisconsin did not make me happy. I had a grim disposition about it. The more I looked into it this weekend, redistricting could have, across the nation, could have gone worse for us. We're getting these weird little wins here and there where the lines are not as skewed as we were worried they would be. Am I worried about a blowout in the midterms? I'm gonna say yes, only so I don't sleep on this. We gotta do the good work until we get through that. Let's gain some seats.
So here we are, the last week of 2021, the very last week of this year, and we are not quite sure, you know, what to think as far as, you know, the elections, what's going to happen. And a lot of this has to do with voting rights that have been usurped, and the fact that what Republicans have set in motion is very sinister.
Yeah, and what really frightens me is how they're trying to basically skip the elections altogether by installing election officials that'll just nullify results at a whim. That's what I'm more actually afraid of. You know, I believe if the system works as designed, people are able to get out there and vote. I don't think it'll be a slaughter like that.
So let me, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Are you optimistic at all going into 2022 that things are going to be better? And if you are, you know, what gives you that optimism?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is frustrating to say the least. I'm here and I was thinking about this over the last couple of days. What can I put my finger on to say that I believe this country, and I'm really focusing on this country because it's the only one we have control over. You know, the things that are happening with China and Russia, as it appears, as though something militarily is going to happen to take back, you know, nations
that border on Ukraine. Yep.
That they birthed. If that happens, to be honest with you, there's nothing this nation can do to prevent that. And China has clearly stated and sent a message to the United States that we don't think you're in a position to stop us. I mean, that's pretty strong language.
It is.
And we're preparing, and this is what is going to take place. And we know you're not capable of preventing us from taking back what belongs to us. We can't stop that. But what is your thoughts as far as the direction of this country in the new year? I'll tell you, man, I am not optimistic at all. And I am even more pessimistic. You know, isn't it strange, man, that you can be after watching Donald Trump go, that you can still be pessimistic, that the fact that he's gone, and even if he talks about running again in 2024, last time I checked, that's about 2 years away, almost 3 years away. So I'm not worried about Donald Trump running for office again. There's conversations about whether or not he and Joe Biden will run again. Oh, come on, man. Let's take it 1 year at a time.
Thank you. Yes.
And so is there something that makes you optimistic that this nation is going to recover? Evan, what do you say?
Ebone, forever the optimist, right? So just start with that. I tend to try and have a sunnier disposition about this stuff. As far as being extremely doom and gloom about, for example, the midterms, I have realistic expectations set. And part of this is just resting my laurels on the systems that we put our faith in, whether or not they've done right by us this last couple of years, to work as intended, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, man, but the longer I live, the less I believe in the systems.
Yeah.
And it's because it's not that the systems in their development weren't right, because those systems had worked for a long, long time the systems had worked for a long, long time until Republicans were able to find a way to usurp those systems. And that's why I feel so. Who do we have on the line? Let's go to the phone line.
We got Tom from LA. Shine some light on this, Tom.
Well, first off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I don't know. I'm starting to think that maybe if the Democrats could punch back for a while, that there may not be a slaughter at the midterm. In fact, I don't like the narrative that the media keeps on pushing that it's going to be a slaughter or Dems are going to lose. I mean, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy when they do that.
It's true.
They have a lot of power in terms of what they say, and people will be just like, I probably won't show up then, you know, because like they said, the election's already over before we've gotten a chance to vote one person.
And what I'm seeing is heartening as far as the district lines not being as badly drawn as I really believe they would be. I was dreading that.
What I see is that, you know, we're going to have a couple of Supreme Court cases coming up here that, you know, a woman's right to choose versus the government's right to choose. You know, that could be huge. And that could get a lot of women finally waking up and saying, you know, it's not about terminating a pregnancy. It's about her choice of her body. Yeah. And, you know, so I think that's going to be coming up. I think that, maybe I'm just an eternal optimist.
So, Tom, what frustrates me is the more I read about the fact that rural voters jumping ship because they feel as though the Democrats have sold them out and have not heard.
That's the problem. The Democrats' horrible messaging. If they actually would talk about being the party of the working people, if they'd actually talk about being the party
that's part of all of this. The other part of it is the more I read about suburban women who swung over to the Democrats because they were sick of Donald Trump, and now many of those suburban women are looking to move back on the other side. I mean, those are the things that are telling to me, and I don't know
I'm hoping those suburban women, like I said, you know, will stop and think about, you know, their body, their choice. You know, again, I don't call it, you know, pro-life or pro-death, I guess that's what I want us to frame it. You know, I claim it either the government's right to choose or a woman's right to choose. If most women choose actually to carry a child to full, pregnancy, full term. So I don't see where, the government, big footed government should be telling a woman what to do or not do with her body.
If I'm hearing you right, you're believing that if the United States Supreme Court sides, you know, with the Republicans on this, that there will be an onslaught of women who will feel that that's an assault on them, and that they'll punish the Republicans for that.
If there isn't, welcome to the Handmaid's Tale, because that's what these people are all about. They want women barefoot, pregnant, having the babies, and they
earthen vessels.
Not,
yes.
Right. Exactly. And that's exactly what I think one of the loudmouths on their side.
That was Cawthorn.
I think that's what he said. And again, I hate the fact that even give him, like I said, they say the most outrageous things and then they get the press. Democrats, we don't get pressed for anything except for talking about, I mean, if you check out my YouTube page, Tom Adler.
Okay.
You'll see on there, I have two things. One is a thing when Kermit the Frog was in Manhattan.
Yeah,
where they were talking about, just talk about what the soap does. The soap, it gets you clean. And I was like, oh, wow, that's a really great messaging thing. Well, yeah, it's the truth. But the other ones that were doing it were coming up with all these sophisticated ways of saying things and all of this, and it was horrible. And then I have to say, I watched the Christmas Story, and I watched when Ralphie got hit with a snowball in the eye.
Aww.
And all of a sudden he beat the crap out of the other guys. I'm like going, okay, Dems, is this going to be you in 2022? Because it should be. Enough of that.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call, as always. You know,
I
phone lines are open at 844-967-2780, and then we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. We'll come right to you on the phone lines. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
I'd rather live in his world than be.